email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Do you remember that rare and wonderful occasion when the teacher would announce that you'd be having class outside on a sunny day? Well, Spain have taken it one step further by having class outside on the beach, no less. Outside the Felix Rodriguez de la Fuente school, mask-wearing children sit before a portable blackboard at rows of green desks neatly spaced out on a sandy beach. We've been told more and more that we'd be living outdoors because of the pandemic and the way the world is changing. So is it time for the classroom to move outside a bit more? Ciara Hinksman owns and runs Forest School Ireland, which is part of the Irish Forest School Association. And Ciara's on the line now. How are you doing, Ciara?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ray. I'm outside. Oh, not in Spain, but I'm sitting out in the sun at least.
Look at you. Look at you.
Well, it's a tough job, you know, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. So thanks so much for taking our call. And tell us a little bit more about Forest School Ireland. How long have you been doing it and what is it?
I started out about 10 years ago. I tried to bring bushcraft and nature connection for children out into the world and wasn't taken up quite as well as Forest School did when we brought the first training to Ireland in 2013. So since I've been a qualified Forest School leader, I've just found that the demand and the benefits of outdoor learning have just taken off hugely in Ireland. I'm delighted to say our culture and our school system, for the most part, really sees the benefits of the type of learning that we can do outside.
Okay.
Even with the weather we have.
because we wouldn't be as blessed with weather as they are in Spain. You go into a school as opposed to you being a school.
Exactly. It's not that there's a school building per se where people come every day to do Forest School, but there's lots of different ways to do it. So personally, I run homeschool groups where children come from within the county. They come and they come to me for the day and we do Forest School for the whole day. Or I might work with an after-school group or often going into schools to run Forest School programs on a long-term basis with the school. But you might have a teacher who's trained as a Forest School leader in your school or early years service, and that can be part of your school culture and curriculum throughout the year for all kids. So that's a really great way to incorporate it into learning for children.
And there's more to it, Ciara, than like what we would have done back in the day, a nature walk.
Yeah, not really into nature walks myself.
You're not right.
not really. But you remember when you were a kid, and I'm making assumptions here, but that you might have spent the day out on your bike or out exploring.
Yes,
you might
yes,
have been
yeah.
somewhere within the ditch and there was making or doing things out there. So we're trying to really encapsulate that idea that children learn incredibly beautifully, and it's marvelous to watch how they learn when they're allowed to explore from doing something really fun themselves. So they might be trying to figure out how to put up a swing, and I'll be standing beside them. I can teach them the knots, but I'm going to wait and watch and see how they figure out how to get the rope over the branch and see how long it takes them. It might take a whole troop of them to get this piece of rope over. It might take them weeks coming back trying to figure it out. And when they do get it, I'm there to make sure it's safe.
Right.
So I'm facilitating them engaging with the environment. We have all sorts of nature crafts. We have tools. We're looking at plants. We're really being watching what they're interested in every week and following what they're really loving to do. And when they're ready, they're just absorbing all the information. So we're creating a really fertile experience of learning for them where they're totally ready to learn. Instead of saying, you're going to learn this knot now, we're waiting until they kind of go, God, can you please teach me this knot? I really want to know how to put up a swing and it's going to work.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds idyllic.
It's great fun. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's great fun for the kids. We do a lot of work around, the boring part of being a practitioner means you have to be really insurance savvy.
Yes.
You've got to have all your risk assessments done. So we've really thought loads about all of that, but the children just feel like they've decided everything that's happening and they're having a great time.
So the sort of practicalities of it that you get, you get a phone call and some principal says, we'd love you to come along for, is it a day or a number of days or what way does it work?
So for our school, the ethos of that is that it's a long-term process. There's time. These kids have time. So you're not trying to fill the cup in one day. So you start on week one, you'd want to be doing a minimum of 10 sessions if you can. So it might just be a 2-hour session once per week as part of the school day. they tootle out into the school grounds. Maybe tree planting might become part of your program, so you can build up a little woodland, or you're planting some wildflowers. But really, you're just going out into a natural space and you're introducing things for them to take up and to choose. So it might be tools. If you're allowed, maybe a little bit of fire making with fire steel, which is a really tricky technique to learn when you're five. We might be looking at plants and making our natural dyes, whatever. Yeah. So we will also have options for them to do their own thing. So you would watch what they're interested in. And the following week, you bring back things that they really like doing and extend their learning. Right. So if they're really into... You know, what do you want to do next week?
Okay, bugs. That's what you want. More bugs, miss. More bugs. Yes.
Yeah, don't eat the bugs. Be nice to the bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we'll have the stuff there, and there might be kids who love bugs, and there might be kids who don't want to do that. They really need to play big play with, you know, building dens, and that's what they do. So you have your enough adults around who are hanging back, they're watching, they're keeping everyone safe. They're there to play with them if they ask. But you're really watching the whole class learning what they need to be learning that week. So it's good for the teachers too. They get to see the kids that might really not do well in class do brilliantly outside, because they don't sit in a
It's a break in the routine for everybody involved, teachers and pupils.
Exactly. So you have to have good clothes. That's the big thing. Have your outdoor jacket.
Yes.
And so then you can go out. Yeah.
Isn't there a Swedish saying, isn't it, that there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing?
I know. And for a country like us, you'd think we'd be a bit better by going outside in the rain. We don't like it much.
So IrishForestSchoolAssociation.ie for more details. IrishForestSchoolAssociation.ie.
That's our national association. So on there, there's a map. There's forest school leaders throughout the country. I know we're all not able to operate now unless you're working within a school or with a school, but there's a map of people there who'll be out all summer offering work and opportunities. So please check out the Irish Forest School Association map of practitioners, and my company is forestschoolireland.ie.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ciara. Thanks for taking time out.
Take care.
Bye. Mind yourself.
Thanks,
see you. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.